Timothy Leary lives. No, 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 he's outside looking in. Timothy Leary lives. No, 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 he's outside.
Produced at the studios of KBOO Radio in Portland, Oregon, this is Free Culture Radio. I'm Doug McVeigh. Free Culture Radio is an examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the ineluctable, indelible, and indispensable influence of drugs on society. Free Culture Radio neither promotes the use of any drugs nor condemns people for being involved in drugs. To the extent that drug use presents problems for individuals or society, those problems are made worse and more intractable when people who use drugs are treated as others and ignored, stigmatized, and even brutalized. On November 20th, the House Judiciary Committee held a full committee markup, that is, they examined in depth a number of bills that are on their docket. One of those bills is H.R. 3884, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act of 2019, or the MORE Act, as it's been called. This is a huge, huge historic step. This is one of the best bills that has been introduced on marijuana policy. We're going to hear some portions of it now. The first voice you hear is going to be that of Congressman Gerald Nadler, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee and sponsor of the MORE Act.
I now call up H.R. 3884, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act of 2019, or the MORE Act of 2019, for purposes of markup, and move that the committee report the bill favorably to the House. The clerk will report the bill.
H.R. 3884, to decriminalize and deschedule cannabis, to provide for reinvestment in certain persons adversely impacted by the war on drugs, to provide
Without
for
objection,
expungement.
The bill is considered as read and open for amendment at any point. I will begin by recognizing myself for an opening statement. H.R. 3884, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act of 2019, or the MORE Act of 2019, this bill would make three important changes to federal law. It would, one, remove marijuana or cannabis from the list of federally controlled substances. Two, authorize the provision of resources funded by an excise tax on marijuana products to address the needs of communities that have been most seriously impacted by the war on drugs, including increasing the participation of minority communities in the burgeoning cannabis market. And three, provide for the expungement of federal marijuana convictions and arrests. These steps are long overdue. For far too long, we have treated marijuana as a criminal justice problem instead of a matter of personal choice and public health. Whatever one's views on the use of marijuana for recreational or medicinal purposes, arresting, prosecuting, and incarcerating users at the federal level is unwise and unjust. This issue is not new to Congress. There have been many members who have introduced bills upon which provisions in this bill are based. Representative Barbara Lee, in particular, and I'm told she's here, has sponsored bills that are the foundation of key provisions of the MORE Act, and I thank her for her longstanding leadership on this issue. Federal action on this issue would follow growing recognition in the states that the status quo is unacceptable. Despite the federal government's continuing criminalization of marijuana, 33 states and the District of Columbia have legalized medical cannabis. 11 states and the District of Columbia have legalized cannabis for adult recreational use. I have long believed that the criminalization of marijuana has been a mistake, and the racially disparate enforcement of marijuana laws has only compounded this mistake with serious consequences, particularly for minority communities. Marijuana is one of the oldest agricultural commodities not grown for food, and it has been used medicinally all over the world since at least 2700 BC. But its criminalization is a relatively recent phenomenon. The use of marijuana, which most likely originated in Asia, later spread to Europe and made its way to the Americas when the Jamestown settlers brought it with them across the Atlantic. The cannabis plant has been widely grown in the United States and was used as a component in fabrics during the middle of the 19th century. During that time period, cannabis was also listed in the United States Pharmacopoeia as a treatment for a multitude of ailments, including muscle spasms, headaches, cramps, asthma, and diabetes. Today would be a highly priced drug. It was only in the early part of the 20th century that marijuana began to be criminalized in the United States, mainly because of misinformation and hysteria, based at least in part on racially biased stereotypes connecting marijuana use and minorities, particularly African Americans and Latinos. In 1970, when President Nixon announced the war on drugs and signed the Controlled Substances Act into law, the federal government placed marijuana on Schedule I, where unfairly and unjustifiably it has remained ever since. As a consequence, thousands of individuals, overwhelmingly people of color, have been subjected by the federal government to unjust prison sentences for marijuana offenses. This needs to stop. That is why we are taking action today. The MORE Act would remove marijuana from Schedule I, and as a result, would decriminalize it at the federal level, leaving it to states to regulate marijuana at the state level as they may choose. Removing marijuana from the federal list of controlled substances is especially just because the same racial animus motivating the enactment of marijuana laws also led to racially disparate enforcement of such laws, which has had a substantial negative impact on minority communities. In fact, nationwide, the communities that have been most harmed by marijuana enforcement benefit the least from the legal marijuana marketplace. The MORE Act would address some of these negative impacts by establishing an opportunity trust fund within the Department of the Treasury to fund programs within the Department of Justice and the Small Business Administration to empower communities of color and those most adversely impacted by the war on drugs. These programs would provide services to individuals, including job training, reentry services, and substance use treatment, would provide funds for loans to assist small businesses that are owned and controlled by socially and economically disadvantaged individuals, and would provide resources for programs that minimize barriers to marijuana licensing and employment for individuals most adversely impacted by the war on drugs. The collateral consequences of a conviction for marijuana possession, and even sometimes for a mere arrest, can be devastating. For those saddled with a criminal conviction, it can be difficult or impossible to vote, to obtain educational loans, to get a job, to maintain a professional license, to secure housing, to receive government assistance, or even to adopt a child. These exclusions create an often permanent second-class status for millions of Americans. This is unacceptable and counterproductive, especially in light of the disproportionate impact that enforcement of marijuana laws have had on communities of color. The MORE Act recognizes this and addresses these harmful effects by expunging and sealing federal convictions and arrests for marijuana offenses. It is not surprising that over the past two decades, public support for legalizing marijuana has surged. In the most recent Pew Research Center poll, which was released just last week, 67% of Americans now back marijuana legalization, up from 62% in Pew's 2018 poll. States have led the way and continue to lead the way, but our federal laws have not kept pace with the obvious need for change. We need to catch up because of public support and because it is the right thing to do. In my view, applying criminal penalties with their attendant collateral consequences for marijuana offenses is unjust and harmful to our society. The MORE Act comprehensively addresses this injustice, and I urge all of my colleagues to support this bill today.
You're listening to Free Culture Radio. I'm your host, Doug McVeigh, and we are looking today at the historic hearing on Capitol Hill before the House Committee on the Judiciary, a full committee markup on several bills, but one in particular, H.R. 3884, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act of 2019. I started doing drug policy work back in 1983 when I was at the University of Iowa, started a chapter of Normal. Came out here to Oregon in 1984 in the summer so I could help out on a ballot measure campaign, gathering signatures, and then after that helping to do some admin work and typing for the attorneys who went to the Supreme Court arguing that our initiative should not have been disqualified and should have been placed on the ballot. We won twice in the Supreme Court, forcing a recount, and then a second time showing that the recount had suffered from the same flaws. Unfortunately, we didn't get on the ballot that year because it was just too late. Try again next time, guys. So we did. And if you were around in the mid-80s, you may remember voting on Measure 5, the Oregon Marijuana Initiative. Only about 26 and a fraction of percent of you in this state actually voted yes for that measure. I mean, it would have allowed anyone over the age of 18 to cultivate and possess any amount of marijuana they wished. There was no limit on the number of plants. There was no limit in terms of pounds. We didn't really define what private meant, and we didn't really define what personal use meant. The law itself would have forbade permits, regulations, and such, so there would not have been an actual legal market arising out of the measure. But with an 18-year age limit on top of all the rest, you can kind of see where that was a rather broad and rather bold measure. It got more than a quarter of the people in the state to vote yes. Now, of course, it's worth noting that the Democratic House has finally introduced a bill like this and is finally getting hearings on it, but the Republican Senate, well, they're dragging their feet. Of course, 2020 is coming up, and I have a pretty clear vision of a future where major changes could happen. I could chat all day, but I think you'd rather hear more of what happened in this hearing today. Again, as this is being recorded, this hearing, in fact, is still going on, but we've got some of the best bits on today's show. Now let's hear from Representative Pramila Jayapal from Washington State.
The gentlelady from Washington is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I want to support this amendment from Mr. Richmond. I think it's an important amendment, and I want to speak to the underlying bill as well. This bill is really getting us to a whole new level, and I want to thank, I see Barbara Lee in the audience, Congresswoman Barbara Lee, thank you for your leadership as well for so many years. I understand our ranking member's points, but I would just say that there are a lot of people across this country that have understood this issue for a very long time from a number of different perspectives, some because our states have moved in that direction, some because our communities have suffered from the consequences of the failed war on drugs. And so while I understand that not everybody is there, I also think that our job in Congress is to make the case as we bring these bills forward. Perhaps not everything passes into law the first time. I think the ranking member certainly knows that, even from music modernization and how many years it took to do that. But I think the reality here is that we do have a crisis that we're digging out of for many of our individuals in our communities. And that is what the MORE Act is about. It is our work to decriminalize cannabis and empower states to make their own policies. And it's about taking that important step forward to undo some of the devastating impacts of the war on drugs, particularly for young people of color. And so I am grateful to the chairman for introducing and championing this bill, which I think is historic. I wanted to say a few words, specifically being from the state of Washington. I'm very proud to represent the 7th District and my home state of Washington. We were the first state in the country to legalize cannabis in 2012. I was not in the state Senate at that time. I came into the state Senate in 2014, and that decision was actually made by the people of Washington in a referendum. So talk about broad participation. This was the people of Washington in a referendum. It included, at the time, very broad support from law enforcement, from child advocacy communities. And the legalization has been a huge success. 2 years later, when I came in to the state Senate in 2014, we took up the second piece. We split recreational and medical marijuana. And while the first time around, was fairly partisan, mostly pushed by Democrats, the second time around was very bipartisan. And we did have, and I'm grateful to my colleague from Florida who has been really outspoken on this issue, my Republican colleague from Florida who's been very outspoken on this issue. We don't agree on a whole lot, but we agree on this. And I appreciate that very much and the strong leadership that he has shown on his side of the aisle. Our legalization in Washington has been a huge success. Let me tell you about it. Washington now has 505 retailers creating new small business opportunities. Retailers have a 91% compliance rate, higher than that of alcohol retailers. The licensed cannabis industry has generated over $1.1 billion in tax revenue for the state, and youth cannabis use has remained steady. So the people of Washington made this bold choice because we recognized that the war on drugs was a failure. Folks of color were bearing the brunt of that failure, but across the board, we were criminalizing something that should not be criminalized. Despite the overwhelming success of Washington's legalization efforts, the problem is that we still have a lot of things that need to be fixed in order for us to be fully successful in our efforts. And this is true across the country with different states. We need this bill. We need the MORE Act because despite our overwhelming success, licensed cannabis retailers do not have access to the banking industry and are thus unable to accept credit cards, deposit revenue into a bank account, or write checks. It creates a burden, particularly for small businesses, and it means that legitimate licensed businesses are essentially acting as cash-only businesses. That is a major public safety risk, and it creates a very weird, perverse opportunity for money laundering, tax evasion, and other white-collar crimes. The MORE Act fixes this problem, and it aligns federal and state cannabis law and allows for safe banking for legitimate cannabis businesses. So the tides have turned in a very short period of time. Now 47 states have legalized cannabis to some degree. This is a remarkable education of the public since 2012. And obviously we need to continue to do more, but this has been a remarkable turning of the tide. But Congress has fallen behind the national trend. And it is now time for us to take action and address that gap between federal and state laws. And this important bill does just that by removing cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act, thus decriminalizing the substance at the federal level and allowing for states to set their own policies. So it is a crucial step forward to close a gap and begin to reconcile the damage. And I thank the chairman and I yield back.
That was Representative Pramila Jayapal from Washington State speaking in favor of H.R. 3884, the MORE Act, or to give it its full title, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act of 2019. You're listening to Free Culture Radio. I'm your host, Doug McVeigh, and today we are looking at an historic hearing before the House Judiciary Committee, markup of H.R. 3884, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act of 2019, one of the best pieces of marijuana legislation that has hit Congress in the last couple of sessions. Now let's hear from Representative Luis Correa, Democrat from California.
First of all, let me thank the chairman for this work on the MORE Act. Just wanted to quickly address the issue of rushing into this issue. California was the first state in the union to legalize medical marijuana back in 1998. And we know medical marijuana is good for seizures, glaucoma, and other sorts of things. Our veterans in my home state, home to the greatest number of veterans in the union, are telling me we want cannabis, we prefer cannabis to opioids. So I've approached the VA, I've asked the VA, please do research into what cannabis is good for and what cannabis is not good for. And the only thing I get from the VA is, we're not going to do it, federal law. Federal law essentially has barred additional research into cannabis. It's time we change that situation. Back when I was in the state senate in California, I worked with public safety, let me repeat that, I worked with public safety hand in hand, along with the cannabis industry, to move forward a sensible regulatory framework to address cannabis, to make sure that cannabis was kept away from our kids, to make sure that folks did not medicate and drive, and to make sure that each time a patient was going to medicate with cannabis, that medication was properly labeled. There's currently many agencies across the federal government who are very familiar with regulating products like cannabis, such as alcohol and prescription drugs. We may, Mr. Chairman, be able to work with those agencies to come up with a robust regulatory framework for cannabis as we move forward. And let me share also my views that our member from Florida had to say about the States Act. I do hope we move on that legislation, sooner the better. Again, I want to thank the chairman for introducing this legislative bill, and I'm going to be very supportive, and I yield back the rest of my time.
That was Representative Luis Correa, Democrat from California, speaking about H.R. 3884, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act of 2019, the MORE Act. There was a markup session held on Wednesday, November 20th, before the full House Judiciary Committee. The sponsor of H.R. 3884 is the chair of the Judiciary Committee, Representative Jerry Nadler. Chances are good it's going to pass out of committee, and it may even pass the full House. The Senate That's controlled by the Republicans. They've shown no interest in moving forward on this kind of legislation. But you know what? There's an election coming up in a little less than a year. Things change. You're listening to Free Culture Radio. I am your host, Doug McVeigh. Now let's hear from Representative Lucy McBath, Democrat from Georgia.
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Chairman, for bringing up such timely legislation. And I'm going to speak to you from the heart of a mother. I'm not a... thank you. I'm not a lawyer. I'm simply a mother. I will always be a mother. And so I'm going to speak to you from a mother's heart today with my remarks. I know that we're still really learning about the health and safety and therapeutic questions that surround the use of marijuana. And I'm proud to represent many scientists and researchers, medical professionals, all that are in my district, the Center for Disease Control, the CDC. And the experts that we need to answer some of these questions to know how best to regulate marijuana going forward. Federal regulations of marijuana has severely limited researchers who could otherwise find the answers to these important questions that we're asking today. And I have to say simply, I am voting in support of the MORE Act so that we can answer these questions. I mean, how can we best keep our kids safe in light of some state's decision to legalize marijuana? Can marijuana help our veterans? What are the best therapeutic uses of marijuana? With the passage of the bipartisan MORE Act, I hope that we can begin to answer these really, really critical questions. And in doing so, we provide better information for every state to decide for themselves how they want to regulate marijuana. But as a mom, the safety for our kids is always the most important consideration we as parents make. And I know that there are moms out there who worry about their kids using marijuana. That's a legitimate concern. I worried about the very same thing with my son, Jordan. Unfortunately, though, for decades now, we have lived in a world where the consequences of our young people, those consequences our young people face from marijuana use can depend far too much on the color of their skin. We live in a system where some are given the opportunity to move on from their mistakes, maybe a single day of suspension from school, no driving privileges or no allowance. But for other families, families that look like mine, those mistakes can become something that labels their teen as a criminal or a convict. And the mistake becomes something that takes that teen away from school for months or even sometimes years. Suddenly, the scholarships are all gone, and college is completely out of reach for those teens. Coming home for Thanksgiving is a hope, but not a guarantee. For our youth, especially Black and Brown children, marijuana use can profoundly change the course of their young adult life and the lives of their loved ones, all for a nonviolent act. The MORE Act restores some justice to our criminal justice system by removing marijuana from the Controlled Substances Act and creating opportunities for expungement and resentencing. We help people get the opportunity to move on with their lives and to become productive, collaborative members of our communities once again. I'm pleased to support this bill, and I yield back the balance of my time.
That was Representative Lucy McBath, Democrat from Georgia, speaking in support of H.R. 3884, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act of 2019. Now let's hear from Representative Madeline Dean from Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thank you for bringing this bill forward, and I want to speak in support of the amendment of the bill and also the underlying bill. I'm a little puzzled by the minority party's arguments against moving forward today with this. After all, last session when they were in the majority, did they hold those hearings on this urgent issue? Did they try to move legislation to reform our marijuana laws? I wasn't here, but I have a feeling the answer is no. So there's no rush. In fact, we're decades late. The studies, the research, the damage is known. Communities of color have disproportionately been damaged, destroyed, delayed in what they can do economically, educationally, and in every other way. Since the war on drugs began, the nation's prison population increased from 300,000 people to a staggering 2.2 million people behind bars. In the decade between 2001 and 2010, 8.2 million people were arrested on marijuana charges. Nearly 90% of those arrests were for possession, possession only. Most troubling is the fact that despite equal usage rates, Black Americans are now four times more likely than white Americans to be arrested for marijuana.
Now, I said at the top of the show that this bill was being debated as this show was being recorded. This particular part has been added just before today's show is uploaded because, well, the committee voted. They voted 24 to 10 to approve H.R. 3884, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act of 2019. 24 to 10, that's a bipartisan vote, both Democrats and Republicans. That's an overwhelming approval. And it moves on to the floor of the House with a due pass recommendation. But for now, that's it. I want to thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Free Culture Radio. I've been your host, Doug McVeigh. Free Culture Radio has a webpage at kboo.fm/freeculture. Free Culture Radio also has a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/kboofreecultureradio. Please give it a like. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Doug McVeigh. Big thank you to everyone out there fighting for civil rights, human rights, and social justice. And of course, thanks especially to you, dear listener, for your support. You make it all worth it. We'll be back in a month to continue our examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the influence of drugs on society. Thanks again for listening. This is Doug McVeigh saying so long. So long!